Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 67th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 49 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We find that Dan is left out of the listing of the 12 sealed tribes of Israel in Revelation chapter 7, verses 4 through 8. We have all the sealed, remember the sealed tribes that they're sealed so that during the tribulation period, the vials and the bowls of wrath and all the trumpets, all the wrath of God is poured out upon the earth. It does not affect these tribes. Dan is omitted from that list of the 12 tribes is interesting. However, we see in the book of Ezekiel that when that, in the millennium, when the land is granted to the tribes again in the millennium, that Dan is now mentioned back in the book of Ezekiel. But during that tribulation period, Dan is not mentioned as far as the sealing of the 12 tribes. I find it very interesting there. Also in Daniel chapter number 11, we read these words, verses 36 and 37. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. It's speaking about the Antichrist. And he shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. Now, in the King James Bible, the word God is uppercase God, and then of gods is lowercase, talking about Jehovah God, okay? He speak marvelous things against the God of gods and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. Again, this is talking about the Antichrist. Again, I believe it's talking about a Jew. I believe the Antichrist is going to be a Jew. We'll get more into it when we get into the book of Revelation, which is going to start in a couple weeks, because we're in chapter 49 of Genesis. We've got chapter 50. One more lesson, and we'll jump into the book of Revelation. I am certain that he's going to be not just a Jew, the Antichrist, but also from the tribe of Dan. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. This is interesting. Nor the desire of women. The word desire means delight or pleasure. I believe the Antichrist is just that. He's Antichrist. He's going to be homosexual. And I'm not going to go any farther because I got to move on. But what can be an abomination to God and to Christ? But, yeah. And he's Antichrist. I've had some good guys argue, friends, good close friends, that argued with me about this passage. I'm not arguing with nobody. The Bible says, nor the desire of women. He doesn't like women. He doesn't take delight, which tells me he, and I'm not reading into anything. I'm just what the Bible says. I believe he's going to be homosexual. Anyway, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. Again, it's speaking of the Antichrist. And again, there's no doubt in my mind he's going to be Jewish because he other scriptures, when we get into the book of Revelation, I'll bring out some more information for you. Let me give you another one. I got it marked. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse number 16. The snorting of the horse was heard from Dan. Interesting. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell in it. Again, I believe it's referring to the Antichrist. When he comes, all right, let me share something with you. This wasn't marked. Let me, in Zechariah, chapter number 13, let me begin at verse number 8. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Get the pictures, tribulation period, and two-thirds of all of Israel in that land have died because of persecution and other things. One-third has survived, okay? Verse number 9, and I will bring the third part through the fire, so a third of the Jewish people will survive the tribulation period, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried, and they shall call upon my name, and I'll hear them, and I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Earlier in the book of Zechariah, it talks about when Jesus comes, the people said, hey, where did you get those wounds? And Jesus says, I got those in the house of my friends. And later we see this, what can a nation be born in a day? Absolutely. That third that survives the tribulation period when Jesus comes, and I'm fixing to read it here, when all is in the Revelation and sets foot on his foot on the Mount of Olives. That third that remains that will look at him and believe. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, hang on. We're just getting started. Verse number 1 of chapter 14, Zechariah. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and women ravished. And half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue, or the remainder of the people, shall not be cut off or cut down from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations. As they, when he fought in the day of battle, the Lord always comes right on time. Amen. The Antichrist has come against Jerusalem. And I believe we just read in Jeremiah that it's from the Dan. And he causes all that in the city, all the problems there. And Jesus comes right on time. And there's so much more I could tell you, but time's getting away. And I still got to get all these other boys in line. That and other reasons, I can go on and on. Again, I ain't going to fight anybody over this thing, you know. I may fight you over something else, but I won't fight you over that. If you don't think the Antichrist is a Jew, well, you've been wrong before, okay? If you don't think he's from the tribe of Dan, you've been wrong before. Yeah, I think he's known Jew, but the tribe of Dan, the Bible bears that out in Scripture. Anyway, let's move on. Back in Genesis, this is really good. In Genesis 49, was that born to y'all? Okay. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Now get this in context. You're going to judge your people. And not only are you going to judge your people, you're a snake. You're a serpent. And then, isn't it interesting? After he says that about Dan, verse number 18. I've waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Isn't that interesting? After he says that about Dan, he didn't say that about the other boys. But when he said that about Dan, he said, I've waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Don't you tell me that the Antichrist ain't coming from the tribe of Dan. After he mentioned that about Dan, he says, he makes it, I've waited for thy salvation. It's interesting. The Hebrew word for salvation here is Yeshua. I probably butchered it because I don't know Hebrew. I can't hardly speak English. Well, it's just Greek or Hebrew, but it's Yeshua. I think I'm saying that pretty close anyway, which is none other than the name Jesus. I've waited for thy salvation, Jesus. Isn't that awesome? This becomes even more significant when we realize that here is the first mention of that word salvation in the Bible. And it's Jesus. Jesus is our salvation. He was Jacob's salvation. And he's referring to, and remember, Jacob is Israel. He's blessing his sons. And it's Dan who's going to cause all of Israel as a whole problems. And Jacob said, I've waited for your salvation, oh God. And it's Jesus who's going to come right at this. Are y'all following? In the book of the Revelation 19:11, when he comes right on time, I'm telling you. I can't wait till we get to that part. In Zechariah 14, Israel will be saved. They're about to fall. The Antichrist is about to crush them. And Jesus comes right on time. And of course, we read here in Genesis 49, I've waited for thy salvation, O Lord. And then he turns his attention to Gad.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.